Blog Talk Radio.
I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan. And as long as I live, I will hasten to his throne, because I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Hello, sisters and brothers, brothers and sisters. God bless you all. God bless you all. Welcome. I welcome you all to the broadcast for the Blog Talk Radio. This is for Evangelist Vaughn with Tri-Anointed Women in Christ. God has a word for your mind. God has a word for your spirit. God has a word for your soul. He wants to touch in all three areas of your life. We start each program off this day on April 21st, 2008, with just a word from the Lord. And we also just want to be able to start out with a scripture. We have a caller on line one. Caller, are you there? Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to start off with just a word. Start out with a scripture to just open up our minds. I ask you to just take a moment to relax. Let's go ahead and get the spirit, because God said, taste and see that the Lord is good. So let's go ahead and open up our hearts and our minds for a big dose of the goodness of the Lord. And we're going to start our today with the Lord's 23rd Psalm. A very familiar passage, but we have to remind ourselves as we sing to the Lord that we are his children, we are his loved ones, and the promises that he will show us the way if we keep him first. So the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, that I shall not be in want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the reading and the hearers of your word. I thank you, Jesus. Just to upcoming, just to let you know, on next week, that is where the word will be coming from. We're going to break down and we're going to tear it down and put it into each pore of our mind and our body. The 23rd Psalms will be what we're on for next week. Tonight, our segment name is Who's Driving Your Emotions? Who's Driving Your Emotions? We're going to start. We have so many different things there to go on. I had a brother that was going to come in and help me with some things there. I don't think he's signed on yet. If you are, brother, whenever you are, just let me know that you're on. Who's driving your emotions? I stopped and I looked up the word emotions, sisters and brothers, and in the dictionary it tells me emotions are strong feelings. It says a state of mental agitation. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't understand just exactly what our emotions are. We get so used to being upset, of certain things getting us upset, that it just becomes a norm to us that this upsets me and I'm going to fly off if this is done or this is said to me. That's just me. That's just who I am. Who drives your emotions? We have to stop and stand back and look and see, why is it? What is it? Is this the way that we want to act? Sometimes it is. Some people are proud to say that they act a fool about different things. And then, but it says, it is it lining up with the word of God? So that's what we want to take some time to dig into tonight. It's just for a little bit here and see getting our actions in line with the word of God. Because so many times we sit and we talk about that we are of Christ and we have a religion, but however, we have nothing to do as far as living our daily lives with God because our emotions are in control. And most of the times, our emotion leads us not towards the Lord, but it leads us towards temptation because we have not time to stop and ask the Lord to bring us back around or to guide our hearts, our minds. We don't arm ourselves with those things. The book of Proverbs, the word of the Lord, and if you believe that the word of the Lord is the guidance, he said his light, his word will be a light to your pathway for your footsteps. If you believe the beginning of the word, you should believe the ending of the word. And everything that's in the word is of God. And God said, I am, so this is he. He is his word. So we go to his word when we're looking for our answers, and our answers will set us free. We look into the books of Proverbs, and I started Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs 12. I looked down just a little bit, and you know, Proverbs, if you ever think that you think you all got it going on, and you think that it's nothing that's lacking in your life, you think that you are a top Christian number 101, you can always look at Proverbs. Proverbs will really actually make you take a second look at yourself. Proverbs will look up some things that are down deep in you that you thought no longer existed. Touch on some things for you. It may step on some toes, as has been said. If you need a little healing and a little soothing, you may want to look over in Psalms. Psalms will give you some beautiful words to relax you and build you back up when someone is torn you down. We're going to start now because we're trying to check the emotions right now. The emotions that get us all jacked up, so we're going to start in Proverbs. We're going to dive right in on chapter 12. Let's go to verse 15. It says, the way of a fool seems right to him, but a wise man listens to advice. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I wish I had someone that could testify tonight that the way of a fool seems right to him, but a wise man listens to advice. It says a fool shows his annoyance at once, but a prudent man overlooks an insult. Now, you can tell somebody who's religion from a relationship. That's a sermon right there. Your religion from a relationship. When you just have religion, you'll show your annoyance. Somebody say the wrong thing to you or cut you off in traffic or look at you the wrong way, and you're going to let them know right then and there and be proud about it. And we'll tell somebody, I'm proud about it. This is just how I roll. This is just what I do. But it said that a man of God, an upright man, a prudent man, overlooks an insult. It's been many times on your walk of life, you're going to have to learn to overlook something because vengeance is really not yours. The Bible says that it's the Lord's. We're going to have to overlook some things because God said count it all joy, even when things come against you and thorns are stuck into your flesh. God said, I too will use that to profit you, to push you forward, to propel you. He says, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. That means when you didn't get that promotion on your job. All things work together. That means when your husband walked out on you. All things work together. That means when you turned around and you found that the one that says that he loved you or she loved you is the same one that's lying and stealing from you behind your back, even though you gave him all that you thought you could ever give him. The one that said that they love you is the one that's now cheating with you or scandalizing your name. But God said that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And we have to trust and believe that we can take everything to the Lord in prayer, even though when we're hurt and sometimes people say some things to us that have cut us so deep that we have to. We can't afford to stop and just flash out and just go and just flesh out, start going off in annoyance and telling them what we feel. And let me tell this sister, that brother, this here. Let me show them. Because it stacks up. We start, our emotions start with just being our feelings hurt. And then it stacks up on top of that, and now we're just angry. We get up to we're mad. We go from mad to we're just to the point that, you know, we're getting ready to do something else that is outside of what we would normally do. So we step into a danger zone, and not realizing that if we take the D off of danger, it's just the anger. And that anger with that D is danger, that if we had a gun, we would shoot somebody. We would do things that we normally wouldn't do because of our emotions. Who do you want driving your emotions? That's the question. Who do you want to drive your emotions? And it's many men and women sitting behind prison walls right now, no better, no worse than we are, because it could have been us. But by the grace of God, we are not where some people are right now. But it is our emotions, because we did not stop and check them and said, God, I'm going to give this over to you. We can't afford to lash out and let people know what it is that we think. We have to bring that thing to the Lord, bring it to the cross and tell him, get this, but can you take the burden from me, Lord? This is too much for me. I don't know how to handle this. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So that's exactly what Proverbs is telling us here. He's trying to warn us. God don't want us to go into any situations blind. He wants us to know the way that we should handle it. When is the best time that we should get this information? We should start feeding our mind, our body, our spirit, our soul with this daily. Daily. He said meditate on the word night and day. Daily. So when the situation comes up, we've already got the word meditated on us. When we get ready to go out into the sun, are we going to lay out and get a suntan or whatever the situation is? We put everything on and start preparing our skin before we go out. Before we go out. We want to do these things before times. And that is the same with the word. You want to be able to call on the Lord and his word. God, you said, your word said that I should bring all of my requests to you. That's your word said. Your word said here that I should not be a foolish man and show my anointing. Your word said a wise man listens to advice. Your word said that I may cannot understand. I may never even thought this was the person who's going to give me the advice, but they came to me and the advice. Your word said, listen to the advice. Let me take out a few seconds to listen to the advice. It is up to us, sisters and brothers, my brothers and my sisters. It is up to us and us alone to bring it to the Lord. We have to check our emotions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to want to check our emotions. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because wanting to check our emotions will get us in the right place. We also have to make sure that what we come over our lips are truthful lips. Because a lying tongue only lasts for a moment. That lie feels good and you feel like you're getting away with something. You're covering up something. But in actuality, that lie, back to the word, says truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. Only a moment. Hallelujah. Verse 19. Let's take another look at some things here. Just real quickly, if you have your Bible with you, always carry your sword with you. That's what you're going to need. Going back to religion, our religion, we look at 1 John. When we look at 1 John, it tells us that whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. Hallelujah. So when we're walking around, sisters and brothers, and we're telling people that, you know, we are religious or we're this religious or that religious, we have to remember that it's more than that. Everyone starts as a babe in Christ, But we've got to want to grow up and get from the breast milk and start being able to get on some solid foods with the Lord. We've got to be able to establish where I was, I don't want to be anymore. And that's a lot of problems with some of the saints. Some of the people, they get in there and they get caught up on emotions, and they see they want to dive into the world of what they saw from the outside as religions, and they think, well, I went up here and now I have confessed with my heart, I have accepted in my mind, and now I'm ready to go, and I believe that God sent his only begotten son. I've accepted, believed, and confessed. Now life turns out easy for me. And so when they leave up out of the four walls or wherever it was that they're confessing, they run back to the only thing that they know. They think they can still go back into the same places that they used to go. They think that they can still run back and talk to the same people in the same way that they used to. God says, come as I am. Don't get me wrong. You don't wait to fix yourself up to come to the Lord because you don't have that ability to do that. God has his plans for you before you were even thought of. He had his plan already planned out for you. Come as you are. He said, I do the cleaning up. I know what I have for you. I know the plans I have for you. I know the plans I have for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for coming, that opportunity to just come as we are, because man is not like that. Man don't allow you to come as you are. You know, but thank you, Jesus, that God said, come as you are. But as you come as you are, brothers and sisters, then you've got to start preparing yourself to turn away from what you knew to something that you don't know, that you're trying to gain knowledge of. In order to do that, you have got to try to seek counsel and the advice of someone who has been where you're trying to go. So if you're listening to another newborn Christian babe and the two of you all is trying to make some understanding of how this Christian walk is going to go, you both are deceiving yourself. You both are deceiving yourself. You can't make it. You have to, if you're trying to become a nurse, there's no need of you going over here talking to this, the guy who stands out here and sells tapes on the corner. And that's what he's happy at doing when he has nothing to do with the medical field. You have got to go and seek someone who has walked in the footsteps of the steps that you're trying to take. So don't get so upset and don't let your flesh get in the way when an elder Christian or someone who is walking the life light before you, that is set before you, they're not just claiming to be with Christ, but is showing a relationship with him because they're walking every day of their life in the footsteps heading in the right pathway that leads you to Jesus. Don't be so upset when someone comes to you and try to uplift you or tell you something that is going to stop you on your way. It may be your attitude that they walk up and tell you. And you can always tell when God has sent someone because they're not going to come and say, you know what? You need to stop. Da, 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 da. You know what? They're going to come to you with that smile and they're going to let you know, sister, you know what? I can understand why you was upset about that. But now that we are proclaiming our lives into Christ, it's a better way that you can handle it. It's a better way to look at that. And don't think for one moment the people aren't watching you. People are watching every move that you make. They're watching because they know that the world, just like it throws things at the center, man, it's throwing it at you. So they're watching to see, how are you going to react to this? Are you going to blow off the handle? Are you going to be the foolish man? And then are they going to look at you the same way when they see you in church? The same way they're going to look at you when they see you in church, just to see what's the difference now. Let me see how they act when they're in here. How do they act when I see them back on the job? The people in your job should not be surprised to find out that you're a Christian. You should not have to run and tell everybody on your job that you have a relationship, not just religion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your life should set an example for you. Your life should not be your coworkers, the people who know you, have seen you, associates, should not be surprised when you come and say, you know, God has called me into the ministry. You know what? I don't even know what the next step is. I'm just taking it step by step. I'm just receiving the call. God has accepted. They should say, it was always on. I was on you. I thought you was already preaching. You're not preaching yet? Man, I thought you already was a preacher. What, ma'am? Oh, ma'am, you've been delivering people for long. You just not getting the call? I could have told you that. Hallelujah. May the life that you set before you, your emotions are in contact. They say, how are you always so calm? Why did this not get you upset? Why did this here? Because I choose here today. The God, my Father said, I set before you night and day, good and bad. You choose. Choose to live, life and death. I choose to put my emotions in God's hands. I choose to have him drive my emotions. I choose to have my actions line up with his word. I choose that when I stand before my God, that I want to hear him tell me, well done, good and faithful servants, because I'm not going through all of this stuff that I'm going through here to get before my Father and hear him say, dismiss yourself from me, I know you not. I'm not going through all of this to hear that. I'm going to say it again. I'm not going through the struggles of life that I'm going through here, the ups and the down and the bruises. Yeah, some good times and happy times, and this is rejoicing, it's prosperity, it's seeing your family grow, it's acknowledging each other, it's holding each other, it's praying with each other. But I'm not going through all of this to hear my Father say that. Get away from me. I know you're not. Get away from me. Turn, flee. It's not about that. That's not what my, I can't do that. I've come too far to turn around. I have no desire to turn around. Every time the thought passes through my mind of something that is not lined up with the word of God, his mercy, his goodness, his kindness moves all of that out and I squash it under my feet. Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, you must flee. You have no dominion here. When sickness starts to bother, that's how we get stronger. We have the time to move the emotions that we already have God in control of, put it together with God's word, and make a manifestation out of it, and our healing comes. But when we have the enemy, we have decided that we want to be upset. We known for telling somebody off. We give Satan the permission to drive our emotions. Then when sickness hits you, the emotion of you crying and getting so upset and running around wearing and pulling your hair, and then you want to holler, Jesus, where are you? Where were you at? Then you want to try to open up your word. What was that word the pastor said? Well, I know it's something in here about the word. What was that? What was that? When you didn't know all along that you should taste and see that the word is good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My sisters and brothers, my closing tonight is to make you mindful of your emotions. Make you mindful that when you go into your office tomorrow, when you're standing at the water cooler and the joke comes about, a dirty joke or something that is not in line with the word of God, and it doesn't take too much for you in your spirit to feel your spirit's not with that is not in line with the word of God. Where instead of you being used to standing and listening to it, putting your 2 cents in, or even laughing at it, that you turn and walk away. Or you not even go to the water fountain because you know every morning that's the meeting place for this to go on. When you as a married woman or a married man know that this man or woman here every morning is flirting with you, and you're getting a thrill about that, and you say in the back of your mind, I would never, ever do anything like that, but it's something about it that I love, just hearing he or she flirt with me. It validates me, make me feel more of a woman or a man. So I purposely wear this. Anytime I wear this outfit, I go around that way just to hear what they got to say. I put it before you today. I challenge you to check out whose permission you're given to drive your emotions today. I challenge you to not go that way. I challenge you to stop the flirtation all along. I challenge you that when that flirtation, where it comes across to you, that you stop it right there and don't let it enter or penetrate your heart or your mind or your spirit or your soul. I challenge you to put your spirit today, to put your spirit and stand forth against any outside forces. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Also, before I want to go tonight, I want to leave you just a couple different things to read over during your challenge. You can meet me back here on next Monday at the same time. That's at 10 o'clock Eastern time. I also will have posted for the different times for the different shows throughout the week coming up and the topics that they will be on. On next Monday night, we're going to do Psalms 23. We're going to go through that for you. We are going to have some different guests on us with us. Also, just wanted to let you know to go under the Fix Your Thoughts on Jesus. Fix Your Thoughts on Jesus. See, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. And sisters and brothers, when you're not meditating on the word, you got to be meditating on the word. You just got to open court for him to throw his fiery darts in at you. So get your mind clear of negative thoughts. Get out your pen and paper quickly for me. Get your mind clear of negative thoughts. 1 Peter 2 and 1. Look at fix your thoughts on Jesus. Hebrew 3 and 1. Look at the mental enemies you should have that you may be harboring in your mind against God, Colossians 1 and 21. Go deep on down through there. Remind yourself that you're not perfect. All come short, 1 John 1 and 8. And then look at Romans 1, 28, because if God ever give us over to our own depraved minds, what a horrible thing that would be. Before I end and close, I always want to ask, if there's anyone out there who don't know the Lord, anyone who just wants to say, I'm not for sure if I died right now where I would go, I would like you to take this moment to just get on your knees and say this prayer with me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I accept you as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe that you gave your only begotten Son, and he died and rose again that I may have everlasting life. I confess with my mouth that you are the one and only true God. And if you've said those three words of prayer, he said that if you accept it and believe it and confess it in your heart, then you are saved. Get up and call a Bible-filled church. Get on some prayer line. Give me a call. Get online and leave me a message at Evangelist Vine. www.blogtalkradio.com/Evangelist Von Dumas. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory. We sing our way right back out of here because God is he's a beautiful song. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you. God bless you. God keep you. You are my God, and I love you. You are my Savior, and I adore you. You are my friend all the way to the end, and I love you. I love the Lord. You heard my cry. long as you live, trust in the Lord. Bye-bye.
Blog Talk Radio.
J.D. Janelle Dumas. Why is the caller muted?